prophetic signals. And we've talked about strength, talked about wisdom. Last week, Reverend Leroy Jr. Talked to you about the wealth aspect. So we want to look at the anointing tonight in the established church. We start off then Song of Solomon 1:3. Because of the savor of thy good ointment, thy name is as ointment poured forth. Therefore, do the virgins love thee. And then also in Joel 2:28, and it shall come to pass afterwards that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. So he begins to talk about this unction and this that's going to be upon Zion. Zion represents the church, talking about the church. And so one of the things that we have to really be careful of, you know, we talked about being careful. You know, the Bible talks about in the day of strength and how Samson, he was a strong person. But then Samson, because there was some things that pulled him off, it caused his strength to become the strong one of Israel became the toy of the enemy. And then the wisdom of Solomon, all the wisdom that Solomon had, but still, because the Bible said there was some things, strange women, Solomon loved strange women, which pulled him off. So these prophetic signals that, you know, some things that have been spoken. So signals are something, you know, that let you know that it's time. This is what's going on now. It was already prophesied, but now there are signals showing us that what God is getting ready to do with the church, with Zion now, because in the Old Testament it was prophesied, but now we're living in a day where it's really being fulfilled. So we have to, although we have all these things happening, we got to be careful that we don't allow the strength, the wisdom, the wealth, and that kind of thing to override our purity and our pursuit of God. Amen. Because whenever that happens, we're gonna be facing trouble. Are y'all with me in here?
Yes, sir.
So the anointing, the Bible says there that therefore do the virgins love this. So it says when Jesus, the most anointed, came on earth, a lot of women also, they were around him. And let me go to that scripture there in Luke 8. Let me see if I can pull it up. Well, in Luke 8, you know, it was talking about the those women that ministered to Jesus. So now, just because Jesus was anointed, that anointing, it'll begin to draw. Now, here in this case, it was women, but suppose a woman's anointed. So then that same anointing will begin to draw, it'll begin to draw men.
That's right.
It's not a one-way thing. It's not a one-way thing because when you're anointed, that's why you have to. Sometimes I see people who they really, you know, God really started to deal with them. There's wisdom that's flowing out of them. There is the supernatural strength that is upon their life. And then they have wealth. But sometimes they get lifted up in pride and they put their guards down. See, whenever God is doing the work, you have to understand Satan is sitting on the side waiting to come in and to interrupt what God is trying to do. So that's why we have to make it a point that we're going to live for God. And this holiness is not something that's up for debate. It's got to be a choice that you make. I want to say this because, you know, there's a lot of teaching on grace, and I don't knock nobody. They preaching the gospel and that sort of thing and stuff. But one thing that we have to be careful of, if we get a hold of the wrong end of that message, and we think that once you're under grace, there is no conviction. No. See, watch this. If grace, see, watch this. Grace is really supposed to, is supposed to empower you to walk the word out because you can't do it in your own flesh.
That's right.
So grace, there's an ability that God placed on your life for you to be able to walk it out. But grace is not an excuse to walk in weakness and sin.
Amen.
Are y'all with me here?
Yes, sir.
So we have to understand that just because God has released his grace was released. See, the Bible talks about us frustrating the grace of God. You know how you frustrate the grace of God? When you refuse to change. Because grace has an ability to bring you from where you were to where God has appointed you to be. But if you come to the point to where you don't want to change, then you frustrate the grace of God. God's grace is frustrated because that's something that God want to do in your life and through you that you are not allowing him to. So the grace gets frustrated. God gets frustrated. God said, there ain't nothing else that I can do with that person. So we have to come to the point where we understand that when the anointing is upon our life, it's going to draw people to us, but you can't put your guards down.
Amen.
I said, you cannot put your guards down. So Jesus had 5 solid men that was around that surrounded him to ward off both human and demonic forces. Now, I've said this before, but it bears saying again. When I first came to the school of ministry back in 93, Dr. Thompson was teaching about, he was talking about the three things that really pull a person down. A person who God had anointed, whether it's a man or a woman, is sex, money, and pride. Those three things. So now, if you don't have safeguards in your life, then the enemy is going to find a way in through one of those areas, whether it's through a female or a male, whether it's through greed. Are you with me? Whether it's through pride, because when God starts doing something through you, you better understand it's the grace of God that's doing it. It's not you. So many times people take on this thing where they feel like they've arrived. Hallelujah. And so so they feel like the only people that can teach them something is someone who can stand before them who not like me who don't split their verbs and, they got to cross every T and dot every I. I don't do that. You understand what I'm saying? So some people, they got to have people at that speak in a certain way to talk to them in order for them. No, because the anointing is the thing that folk need to remove burdens and break yokes on their life. So the anointing, God will place the anointing on your life, but you got to be careful because the more anointed you are, the more cautious you got to become.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I said, the more anointed you are, the more cautious you got to become. Jesus. So now there's a difference between strength and power. They're two different things. When strength is directed, see, you got to have the strength, but you got to have the anointing. You got to have the strength. When it's directed to accomplish a given task, it becomes power. It's reserved energy. Are y'all with me here? So, but when it is now turned into activity to produce certain ends, it becomes power, and power is the ability to do the work. So the ability is strength, and turning the ability into action is called power. So how many of you know, a lot of folk, amen, they say that they're walking in anointing, but they ain't doing nothing. They're so anointed, but they're not doing nothing. No. You can have strength, but it's not going to do anything until it becomes active. Then you start walking in power. See, demonstration of the Spirit of God. The apostle, I've seen times when he's moving in the anointing, and when you following somebody who looking for fresh acts of the Holy Ghost, when you following somebody who's following God and trying to see which way God is turning and which way God's going and which way, because I want to make sure that I am following God to the point to where when you try to help folk, it ain't about you. Oh, God, help me here. It's not about, see, once God placed, see, because we're in a day when God is releasing this anointing, this power, and there'll be times when things will start happening in your life, when you start speaking into people's life, and things will start happening, but you got to become more cautious. You don't get around and talk about pride, and then you go to talking about all the things, you know, well, you know, I prayed for this person, and they got healed. Yes, but praise the Lord. Give God the glory, and you stop trying to take the glory from God. Because the enemy will use that. Are y'all with me here? Let me. Oh, God, help me. Mm. So now, it says there in Acts, we shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come up on us. Power is so evident around us now. So it says, therefore, do the virgins love thee? That's why they hang around. Now, watch this. Now, I have seen folk who... and you know, too, you know, folk that's been in school with you who, whether it was a man or a woman, they couldn't get a boyfriend or girlfriend. And I don't want to say it the wrong way. The Bible calls it tender-eyed. Tender-eyed is just another word for ugly. Are y'all with me? That's another word for ugly. And so they know they couldn't get nobody when they was in school, but then all of a sudden they get a call on God on their life, and all of a sudden they're anointed, and all of a sudden women start being attracted to that ugly rascal. You understand? Come on, y'all. And all of a sudden, he says that he's the most handsomest man in the world. So he got women coming at him. So now he's lost. He's lost his discipline. He's lost. He has no self-control. So now he's beginning to, because these people have been attracted to him now, he's beginning to start sleeping with this one and sleeping with that one. And if he think about it, before the anointing was up on his life, he couldn't get nobody. See, so the Bible says that the anointing was attracting the virgins. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So you can't, the anointing make you look good. The anointing makes you look cute. When you already know you didn't have it going on like that. And so the devil blow your head up and say, oh, you really got it going on now. No, you don't. It's the anointing. But you can't. So you got to be real cautious now. You got to be real cautious, and you cannot let what God has placed on your life take you away from God. It's got to, what it's got to do, it's got to give you a stronger pursuit of God. So I got to go at God harder now. The more the anointing is upon your life, the harder you have to go after God. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So that's why God sounded the alarm, is because Satan is out to use too many people to corrupt the lifting of the church. And how many of you know, amen, we in the school not going to be caught.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, the established church, there in Isaiah 2, it says, and it shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains and shall be exalted above the hills, and all the nations shall flow into it. And many people shall go and say, come ye and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of God, of the God of Jacob. And he will teach us his ways. And he will walk in his path, and we will walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. So he's talking about this end time church that's going to be exalted and established. Are y'all with me here?
Yes, sir.
So he talks about how God was going to this establishment of the church, but there's caution that's needed. Again, see, there's so many people that really feel like the apostle was talking about tonight. Well, there's so many entertainers. Some folk have gotten so developed in entertaining till the point to where, you know, they are called all across the country to minister the word of God. Ain't nobody's getting set free.
That's right.
Nobody getting set free. That's a, oh Lord, I'm, huh. And they have all these meetings. And some of y'all go. I didn't say all of y'all. I said some of y'all go. To all this. See, this is the thing I can't understand. I can't understand. There's, you know, many times, you know, there's folk, you know, they're drawing large crowds. But deliverance is not taking place. You have a meeting when folks supposed to be getting breakthroughs, and they come out the same way they came.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You know why? Because once establishment and exaltation comes, many times people think that it's them that's the performing that's going on. That's what it really is. It's a lot of performance. The performance that's going on, and people are applauding and people are clapping. See, and then you have somebody like the apostle who, man, you can't sit under that word without that word. And it feels like that word. I was sitting up in there tonight. It looked like that. It just coming at me, just, I said, my God, man, how much of this can I take? You understand what I'm saying? So you, why you sitting under a real word, stuff being broken off your life that you may not even realize being broken off. But something is happening. So I'd rather be in a meeting where somebody who God has established and he has exalted, but that person, amen, they always giving God the glory, and they always trying to hide behind, you understand, they hide behind, Smith Wigglesworth, they say that he used to get up and he used to minister, and then when the glory fall, he'll put a bucket over his head, because he didn't want to take the glory from God. See, the more you are established, the more God begin to exalt you, the humbler you got to become. And it cannot be false humility. It's going to have to be real, true humility of the heart, where God has broken you and you understand that if it were not for God, I would fall flat on my face. I cannot do this on my own. That's the person that before they go out to minister, they say, okay, Lord, you know, if you don't go before me, like he said, like Moses said, if you don't go before me, your spirit don't go before me, Lord, I'm not going. I'm going to stay right here, because you know why? Because I'm not going to be able to do your people any good if I am, full of self, full of ego and that sort of thing. And I'm not going to be able to minister effectively to the people. Just checking my time. All right. I'm not going to be able to minister effectively to the people. Now, so look what it says here. And, in 2 Samuel, it says, and David perceived that the Lord established him king over Israel, and that he had exalted his kingdom for his people Israel's sake. And David took more concubines. Look what happened after he was established and exalted. He took more concubines and wives out of Jerusalem after he came from Hebron, and there went yet sons and daughters born to David. Now, that word established, it means to place or to settle in a secure position or condition. It means to make firm. It means to cause to be recognized and accepted. So David has been established now, and then he's been exalted. Exalted means elevated in rank, character, or status. So now, after he's established and after he is exalted, the Bible says he began to take more wives, seek for more wives and concubines. So it looked like at a time when God was really doing a work in David's life, watch this. It looked like at this time, looked like that was the time when David's taste for ungodliness became more out of control. Oh, God help me say that.
Yes, yes, yes.
If we can put ourselves in a position where God is using us and we don't allow. See, one thing that you got to be careful of, you got to be careful of the hoorays that people. Hooray, hooray. You know, oh, you're so wonderful. You got to be careful, because if you're not careful, the enemy will use it against you. So I got to be careful. I've got to be mindful of, okay, God, I know you're doing something in me and through me, but I know it's not me. I know it's you. So I got to keep myself in a position where I'm standing before God. Man, it is so important for you to stay before God. One of the things that the apostle has, he's established, and I like to tell folk this. I like this. This is my testimony. You know, the apostle has an anointing for finances. You with me? But do you know that my following the apostle has only given me, not only am I increasing financially, but more than all of that, my hunger for God has increased tremendously.
Yes, sir.
The more I follow him, the more hungry I get for God. In other words, he's almost like, you know, the Bible says we are the salt of the earth.
Yes, sir.
You know, salt make you thirsty. And when I follow him, it caused me to get more thirsty and more hungry for God. You know, some people think because he's carrying a message of finances, that's what they think that he's about. That's so far from the truth. And folk judge, the Bible say, who are you to judge another man's servant? If God called a person and gave them a message, and how in the world can people have the audacity, the unmitigated gall to judge a man who walk under this kind of anointing? See, you in this school, you're not here under some false pretense. You're under a real apostle. I'm telling you, let me see my time. Hallelujah. See, I'm so submitted to the apostle. You understand? I'm keep on watching that clock. You know why I keep watching that clock? Because I ain't getting out of order.
That's right. Amen.
I'm not going to get out of order. And guess what? Y'all can say, come on. I ain't coming nowhere. I'm going to shut it down when that time. You understand what I'm saying? But the thing about it, the thing that has really blessed my life is the fact that when I see, he just finished saying it tonight, what preacher who would have the opportunity to preach in Madison Square Garden in front of some of the largest audience of people? God speak to him, say that your time is over. How many preachers gonna obey God, and they gonna rebuke the devil for the next 6 months? Hallelujah. But watch this. But myself as a son, because I've seen that, I'm not concerned now about, you know, the notoriety.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
I'm more concerned about hearing the voice of God and following God, no matter what, no matter if it's not. Look at the time. One more time. Y'all clock at 8:39. Okay, all right. I got two more minutes I'm going to give you here. Hallelujah. But to see an example, this is what God told me. God said, Jeff, sometimes people only go as far as what they have seen in other men. But God said, I've raised up some folk that's going to take you further than what you've ever seen another man. Even see, when you see, I've seen people come to the point to where they were seeking God. But when I see the apostle who in 40 years never missed a day, that's who I want to follow. And let me tell y'all something, just in case y'all get this thing mixed up, where you're so worrying about what folk gonna say about you following a man. You got to go back to the Bible. Everything that God did, God used human agents. And so there is nowhere in the world you're going to say, I'm going to follow God, but I ain't going to be following no man. They around here following this man like he's God. You done lost your mind. You lost your mind. We know who God is. But we know who his servant is too. See, the Bible say, though, you might have many instructors. You don't have many fathers. You don't have many people that's going to speak into your life and going to cause your life to change. So that's why I'm thankful for the, my apostle is not a man. Watch this. I can go through this. He's a person that's got strength, but he will not lay in the lap of Delilah. He's a man that's got wisdom. Are you with me in here? But he's not going to go after strange women. You understand? He's a man of wealth, but the more wealth God give him, the more purity he seeks. Y'all with me here?
Yes, sir.
And then he's a man that's anointed, but he's not going to let that anointing that draw virgins cause him to get out of line with God's will and God's word, because guess what? His assignment is too important to allow any kind of fleshly pleasure to draw him off. And then he's a man that's established and he's exalted, but he's humble. And he always say things like this. He say, you know, and this really baffles me sometimes. Sometimes he say things like this. He say, you know, I'm not too smart. I say, well, man, all this here that I got now that I didn't have before, I'm talking about the wisdom, the insight and all that. Hold on, bro. They got professors that do not have this kind of wisdom.
That's right. Amen.
Glory to God. And I'll finish. Praise God. So that your test is going to be from the first chapter. Praise God. Hallelujah.